Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
How's your guys' night?
It was good. Yeah.
What'd you do,
really
Katie?
Good night. I sat on my couch and watched The Circle.
The Circle?
Old, yeah. Horror movie?
No. It's a reality show.
That's The Ring, isn't it?
Oh, The Ring. The
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is a
I
circle.
Know. That's different. That's a different, time, different kind of
Remember
show.
Remember the band, The Perfect Circle?
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of circles now that I recall. But no, The Circle is a great reality TV show, and there's 8 seasons, and I just keep knocking them out. I just can't stop
good
watching
for you.
It. I did go on a 4-mile walk and went outside,
good.
Touched grass, blah, 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 blah. But the highlight of my night was definitely
the
watching
circle,
that show. It's
for
such
sure.
a good show. Such a good show.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, good.
I did some adult things. I called Nordstrom to get my t-shirts hemmed.
Oh, I want to talk about that later. Let's talk about that later. That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life.
I love doing it.
Really?
I do this all the time, dude. All the time.
I can't even. I heard this story this morning. I shook my head. I was like, we got to talk about that today. I'm in total dad mode today. I am. This is so stupid. I'm so excited because every year our HOA brings dumpsters into the neighborhood. It's just kind of one of the perks that they do. And we've got like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 dumpsters throughout the neighborhood. And it gives everybody an opportunity to just come out and dump all their crap in the dumpsters.
That's amazing.
From tree limbs to junk in your basement to cleaning out your garage. It is one of the best perks an HOA can do, I think, for the community.
Well, yeah.
Is something like that.
Because that would otherwise cost you money to bring a truckload of stuff to the dump. They weigh it. They charge you based on that.
Absolutely.
So this is saving you a lot of money.
Absolutely. And it totally encourages homeowners to get out there and clean up all the crap in their yard. Because now they've got a place to put it.
Yeah.
And it's falling at like such a good time because after that last snowstorm, everybody has broken branches.
Yeah.
And you're
right. You can go dump them in the dumpsters. So.
Well, and we know in Colorado, fire season, like you got to get all that away, you know?
So isn't it? I used to be cool.
It's
dumpster weekend. It's dumpster weekend.
It is a good perk, though. I'm
it's
happy
a really
for
good
you.
Perk. Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's nice of you. Katie's been talking about Boy Meets World.
Oh, I know.
Take Me Back, right?
I loved that
Take
show. And yeah, they have that podcast that's been super popular, and they
Pod
just came
World,
out
right?
recently.
Yeah.
Pod Meets World, yes. Yeah. Daniel Fishel, who played Topanga. You had Will Friedle, who played the older brother,
Friedle.
And then Ryder Strong, all part of the show. And they were actually just talking about how it is a concern for them. They actually have a lot of self-esteem issues when it comes to meeting people now because people are not shy about coming up to them and saying things like, oh my gosh, you look old now. What is this? And how awful, first of all, that people think that that's okay.
Yeah.
But second, they are like saying that this is causing them serious self-esteem issues. Like Will specifically, it's like affected him to where he's had to seek professional help and whatnot. And it just reminded me because I know Topanga, the character on the show back in the day, she was told that she was too heavy for that role, and there's a distinct difference in her weight between specific seasons, and it's because she felt pressure from producers and viewers and, you know, the entire world about, you know, her body. And she says that in the prom episode specifically, so I went and looked back on this just to get a good reference, but she said that they wouldn't let her wear a dress that didn't have sleeves on it. And I was like, how awful. Aww. She was like a teenager. I can't imagine a whole group of probably old adults telling me how I should look.
That's
you know?
The media industry,
it
right?
Is,
I mean,
it
that's
is.
Kind of what you sign up for.
It
I
is.
Hate to say it. It's wrong.
No, it is wrong. But it
I
just,
mean, we deal with it.
Yeah, it just it's specifically like having them come out and talk about it now, though, I think is where it hit me in the feels, you know?
Well, yes, it's therapeutic now for them.
It is. Well, and just like to have them be so honest about it, but yeah, definitely worth looking into their podcast. And
I gotta
that
tell
interview
you, I hear so many good things about that podcast.
So good, so good. And then they did the live version around the country. I think they even
did.
Came
yeah,
to
they
Denver
came to Colorado.
Here.
Yeah,
and so like, yeah, it's just a huge success for that. So good for them. Good for them.
And they all look so slim and beautiful. Still.
They look great. They really do. They Topanga, especially Daniel Fishel, she looks fabulous. So,
fabulous.
Yeah, shout out to you, girl.
Still got a mini crush on that one.
You should. Yes, you should.
Well, let's go ahead and dive into our sports report. This is Josh's time to shine. What's going on in the world of sports, buddy?
Yeah, well, the Avalanche have been obviously in the news this entire season. They have been at the top of the NHL, and now they've been in the playoffs and absolutely crushing it. Well, one specific reason that they have been in the news lately is because of the goal horn. We actually talked about it yesterday and how it went crazy when the Avs won in overtime. But this has been making the rounds all over social media now. Podcasters, ESPN is talking about why this goal horn is just going nuts. So 9 News tracked down the person behind it.
My name is Brandon Mestis. Yep, I am the guy that hits the fun big red button for all Avalanche goals and Avalanche wins. Goal horn is once again all kind of vibe, seeing the moment of the game, what goal it is, what team we're playing, playoffs, regular season. So a lot of factors that go into a goal horn. Never once did I think about the analytics of my goal horn.
Yeah, that audio yesterday, and if you were at the game, it was
eight times. I love this. He goes, I just go off vibes, which is so much better than being like, well, I have to hit it 4 times each goal. You know, I love how he goes, I feel the moment out, see what it kind of requires, and then I lay on that thing. Yeah. It makes me so happy. The Avs, when they played the Wild in game 1 and they scored 9 goals, we did the math. He hit the goal horn 40 times.
Yeah, that guy's
40
into
times.
It. Yo, Brandon.
I love it.
Well, and the power he has with that horn. I mean, I'd be hitting it all the time,
He's
too.
He's so passionate. Right? I actually know Brandon, having worked with him for Mammoth Games. So he is the producer of that in-game experience. So he gets to say, you know, and we've got the fire over here. So he is such a chill guy. And so to hear him have so much passion behind a goal horn, like, that just makes me so happy.
That's a chill guy move, is to definitely hit that horn a lot. A lot of times. Chill guy. I would say the biggest celebrity thing floating around yesterday, and I had multiple listeners actually sending me clips from Eric Church, who delivered the commencement address at the University of Northern Carolina last weekend. And for some reason, it is exploding right now. He compared each string on his guitar to a pillar in life. And if you sit down and watch the whole speech, like, you kind of tear up a little bit. The wisdom and advice coming out of Eric Church.
Okay, I love
is
him.
Is phenomenal.
He's great.
Yeah, like
one of the greatest concerts I've ever been to.
I love hearing that. Like, he has been one of my favorite country artists of all time for a long time. So
I'm gonna play you 60 seconds. I'm gonna play 60 seconds. I'm only supposed to do like 20 or 30. I'm gonna play you 60 seconds.
Do it.
I'm a rebel today.
Yeah, here's a little taste of it.
6 strings of life and willingness to keep them in tune. 6 principles, 6 pillars. When all 6 are in tune with each other, the chord your life makes is full and resonant and true. All 6 will drift in their own time, in their own season. Your faith will go quiet when you need it loud. Your family will get complicated in a way only the people who love you most can complicate things. And your world will try to sand down the edges of exactly who you are. This is not failure. It's the inevitable, universal experience of living in an imperfect world that doesn't stop to let us tune up. And the difference between a life that sounds like music and a life that sounds like noise is whether you stop and listen. Whether you're honest enough to hear which string has drifted out of tune and humble enough to make the adjustment instead of just turning up the volume and hoping nobody notices. Trust what your heart hears and is telling you about your song. So graduates, now I encourage you to take your 6 strings, make it something worth hearing, play your song as I leave you with mine.
And one more thing, everybody. Put a drink in your hand!
I love him.
He's so good. I encourage everybody. We'll probably post it. I'll throw it up on our Facebook in a little bit. Watch the whole thing. Oh. It was a very well done speech.
I watched it yesterday and I almost got lost in the story of it, and then I kind of came back to reality and I was like, "That's Eric Church saying this, like Mr. Party
Man,
the
chief." Yes, the party anthems and country drinking anthems.
Yeah,
like when he talks, he's like, wow, he's almost like a pastor or
something.
Well, that's the thing, though, is like that immediately reminded me of a song on his Outsiders album called Dark Side, where he talks like that a lot.
Yes.
And so it brought me right back to a lot. He talks about how music is his mistress. Oh, it's such a good song.
And we're having a record, dear.
I know. record year is such
that
a
album
good
is
song.
So good. That entire album.
I can't even tell you how great his concert was.
Yeah.
And he came back to Red Rocks not too long ago. He did a couple nights. It might have been last summer, and we missed it because we were out of town.
Hats off to you, Chief.
Man.
Love him.
Other than that, the only other story I have is Britney Spears was barking like a dog in a restaurant or something. And holding
Britney.
A knife.
No, she wasn't trying to hurt people with a knife. She was just cutting her burger.
She was walking through the restaurant holding a knife.
Cutting her burger.
Where's that burger? I'm going to cut it.
They said after she finished her dinner and left, they said onlookers said her table looked like, quote, a toddler had been there.
Oh, poor Britney. I just feel like everybody's piling on her. I know. Woof.
And she was barking, so.
Oh, Brittany, we love you.
What kind of pile?
Put a drink in your hand.
Oh, I just feel bad.
All right, what's the local stuff?
Okay, so what up, Lenny Pierce? He's a dad, a DJ, and a music producer, and he is bringing his Beeps and Boops to Red Rocks. Toddler techno, let's go.
What does that mean? Is this a toddler
happy
doing this?
Happy and you know it, clap your hands.
If you're happy and you know it, and your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
See, everybody's into it. It's baby rave is what they're saying. A baby rave. It is scheduled for June 14th. So he, again, is a dad. His little kid loves listening to this music, but he's also a DJ.
Why does this piss me off so much?
I want to put a little beat under it. And he's had these little baby raves all over the country. And now, June 14th, we've got one going on at Red Rocks.
This makes me mad because it's so wonderful and so fantastic. And such an easy thing to do. And why didn't I come up with this? It pisses me off.
I know.
I'm happy and I know it.
You know, it starts at 10:15, so that's perfect right before nap time, right? Get them all wild and out. A concert open to all ages, so it doesn't matter how old that little one is, bring them down. They will definitely have some fun. And if they're under a year, they don't even need a ticket. But for the rest of the family, tickets are on sale now if you want to check that out. But I think that is a genius idea, and I love everything.
I don't
about
have
it.
A toddler, and I want to check it out.
I know, right? You're like, I may rent a toddler just so I can go
well,
there.
Let's not be weird.
Okay.
Are those services available? That's strange, Katie.
I'm just saying, you might find one. Use it for the afternoon, the morning, and you know.
No, anyway. Move on.
Okay. Say, remember we talked about that Harry Potter pop-up bar that got canceled?
Are we still talking about
this? Well, because maybe the reason is because Warner Brothers already has a plan to roll out a fun time Hogwarts style. So make way for Harry Potter, the exhibition. It's going to start on June 26th, right on Denver's South Broadway District right there. And tickets are on sale now. And this looks a lot like what that pop-up bar looked like. Mm. Like, they've got the candles floating, right? It is a little more interactive because you even get to try your hand at Quidditch.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
You could, like, I was looking at the actual things that you can do, and it got me so excited because I don't know if you guys actually read the books or know anything about them, but you can brew potions. You can also cast a Patronus charm. So if you remember,
oh, Expecto Patronus.
Yeah, so that is like you have to think happy thoughts. It's one of the hardest charm spells to cast, but you can do like Harry Potter does a stag. And remember, it helps him from the Dementors because the Dementors are going to kill him, Jeremy.
Did you say Patron?
Anyway, no, Patronus.
Oh, Patronus.
It's a charm. It's a charm that they cast. It's, again, one of the hardest charms. So there's a lot of original costumes, authentic props, and just so many fun things. You get to go through the Great Hall Gallery. You get to go to a Gringotts-inspired vault. That's the bank that Harry Potter keeps all his money in, Jeremy. And all
I believe you.
It's amazing. So in the cupboard under the stairs, you get to go there. That's where Harry lives. This on Uncle Jeremy.
Spoiler alert.
It's amazing.
That's been out
so
for a minute.
So much fun. No, people know about Harry Potter. So again, tickets on sale and anything from ages 3 to 12, you can get those tickets for $20. So nice little money saver there. And then a lot of fun things going on in town this weekend and around town. Colfax Marathon is this Sunday. So all you runners.
Expect closures down there too for roads. Yeah.
Lots
be aware
of closures.
That.
Yeah, that happens every year. North Glen's 9th annual food truck carnival also going on up there in North Glen, and that is all weekend long. And then all aboard the Colorado Railroad Museum in Golden, they're going to start up their very busy summer season. So Colorado Crossings is the first big thing, and they're going to have more than 100 locomotives and cars on display.
This is where you're going to find the toddlers.
Yeah.
Toddlers and old dudes. Exactly. Like really old dudes.
Well, that's the thing. I know so many kids who love trains, and the fact that Golden is right there and there's so much history, it's amazing. So yeah. If you have a little one who can recite all the
Old man.
Or an old man who can recite all the different engines and cabooses, Golden is where you want to be this weekend. Lots of things to do. A
lot of caboose jokes this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Whole lot of. Look probably from the old men.
Look at that caboose. Yeah. That's a damn fine caboose right there. Oh, baby. Back up. Here's the hype with JKJ, Mix 100.